937.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. Look in for a little bit of rain for the next couple of days here in the Northeast. Great day to get that fertilizer down for that fall application. Makes a big difference. Feeding your lawn in the fall is one of the most important times of the year because it prepares the grass for winter. We don't want to talk about that yet, but it prepares the grass for what's going to be happening in the days ahead. In the fall, when you fertilize your lawn, 75% of the food that you apply to the grass is taken in by the grass plant, is stored in the blades and in the root system of the plant to keep it strong during the colder weather. 25% of the food is used to make the grass grow, to make it thicker, to make it fuller. In the spring, it's just the opposite. So the fall is the time of the year that really prepares your lawn for the coming, for coming attractions. And we'll keep it at that for now, because this is such a beautiful, beautiful time of the year. The trees are beginning to change color. And before long, Courier and Ives could do no better than what we are up for in the weeks to come, with the yellows and the oranges and the reds and the purples. And for those of you that get my weekly newsletter, next Thursday, I'm making a list of all of the trees that change color, so that you can print it out, and when you go leaf peeping, you'll have a list of what trees are going to be red, what plants are going to be red, which one will be yellow, which one will be orange, and so forth. And that way, when you're traveling around, you'll know what you're looking at. Okay? And it will help you, too, if you're planning to do some landscaping and you want to get specific colors on your property for the fall of the year, you'll know what plants will give you those specific colors. And we'll do a lot more. Now, if you don't already get our newsletter, it's really easy. Go to my website, which is paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. PaulParent.com, top of the page, it says newsletter. Just click on it, put your email address, submit it, and every Thursday we will send you a free email newsletter. Now, this week, we concentrated on one of my favorite fall and winter flowering plants called the cabbage and the kale. And these are incredible plants. All of your nurseries and garden centers sell flowering cabbage and kale. And the difference between the two is this. Your flowering kale, when you look at the plant, the foliage is curly. Really, really, really curly. Now, it grows like a head of lettuce, but flat. There's no rounded portion. It's kind of a bouquet almost. And the more cold temperature you get, the more coloration your flowering kale will have. Like right now, they're mostly kind of a green to a purpley green. But as the days get colder and we get some frosts, some of them will turn white, some of them will turn pink, and some of them will turn kind of a purple color. And they will stay like that into December and even January. For those of you that don't get a lot of snow cover, they will stay there for days and days and weeks and weeks. And when you get sick and tired of them, you can go outside with a pair of pruners or a knife, cut the plant down to the ground, bring it in the house, wash it really well, and make some kale soup. You can use it for a centerpiece for Thanksgiving. Now, flowering cabbage is the same thing, except the foliage is smooth. Very, very smooth. And it will make a head just like a regular cabbage plant, but much smaller. And it will also come in various colors. They're great if you have a front door that everybody comes in and you're accustomed to having impatiens or geraniums to greet all of your guests coming into the front door. Try cabbage and kale. It will outlast your chrysanthemums. I mean, they have nothing to complain about chrysanthemums. They're beautiful right now. The yellows and the orange and the reds and the pinks and the whites, they're fabulous. And they'll bloom well into October, even into November, depending on where you live. And if you don't forget to water them, that's the number one problem with chrysanthemums. In the spring, we get all excited. We plant our geraniums. We dig a nice hole. We put some organic matter. We set the plant in. We pat it down nice. You know, we talk to it. We give it a good drink of water, maybe even a little bit of liquid food like Miracle-Gro. Then we say, there you go. You're all ready for you. We can't wait to see you. In the fall, we dig a hole, drop the plant in, pack the soil around it. It's lucky if it gets watered. I think at this time of year, we're getting tired. We want color, but we're not as excited or motivated as we are during April and May and June. But if you can keep your chrysanthemums wet a couple times a week, give them a real good soaking. If you can hit them with a liquid food like Miracle-Gro or the blooming and rooting fertilizer, you're in for a treat. Those mums will bloom longer. The flowers will get bigger. The color of the flower will get more intense. So just because it's October, don't say, well, it's the fall. I just wanted a little bit of color there. Keep with it. You've done great all summer. Don't give up now. Keep good care on these plants, and they will continue to give you lots and lots and lots of color. Now, if you read the newsletter, it will tell you everything that you need to know about flowering cabbage and flowering kale. Will also tell you everything that you need to know about chrysanthemums, the different types, what to do with them. Now, most of us, when we buy a chrysanthemum in the fall, again, we dig a hole, we drop it in, there's no conditioners, there's hardly anything, and we wonder why it doesn't come back the following spring. Well, in the olden days, back in the 60s, not that long ago, mums were grown in a field. And when the mums were ready, they were dug, they were put in pots, and then they were taken to the garden center, or you went to the nursery, and they dug them right out of the field and put them in cardboard boxes, and you brought them home. Well, the mums of today are grown in pots. So the roots begin to develop. They move out in the soil. They hit the side of the plastic pot, and they follow that edge around and around and around. So when you pull it out of the pot to put it in the ground, the root system continues to grow in a circular form. And when the weather gets cold, the plant will actually heave out of the ground. When the mums were planted field grown and you dug them, you actually cut the root system to get the plant out of the ground. And that's what you have to say to yourself when you buy a potted mum. Take it out of the pot, and you'll see the roots are wrapping themselves around and around. Take a knife, cut from the top of the pot to the bottom your root ball in three places, about a half an inch in, slicing right down the edge. Turn it upside down, cut an X on the bottom of the pot. You have just pruned the root system. Now plant it, and it will survive.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Well, good morning. It's Sunday morning. It's October. It's fall, and it's a beautiful time of the year to get back out in the yard. It's the time for hardy mums, cabbage, kale, the fall flowering asters, the Montauk daisy, and it's a time to prepare for next spring's garden with tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and a lot more. And we'll be talking about all those things in the days to come. So if you have any questions, you know the phone number, 800-259-9231. We'll talk and we'll make your yard look beautiful. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's everything in Minnesota today?
A little on the chilly side.
Yeah, it's cooled off a little bit here, too, but that's okay. As long as we don't have to turn on the furnace just yet, we will enjoy the cooler weather.
Yes, let's save the energy bills.
That's right. Who do we have up first this morning, Tom?
First up, we've got Brett from Mass with a question about poinsettia.
Brett, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. A little early for this, but I have a rather large poinsettia, which I've been grooming from last spring. Kept it on the outside most of the time. Done well, very large. And is there a natural process for this thing to turn itself red, or do I have to do something to it?
Okay. Very good question, and timing is just perfect. What I want you to do is bring it inside the house now. And you want to put it in a location in your home where the poinsettia is going to get sun all day long. So a south-facing window, if possible. If you don't have a good, hot, south-facing, an east where you're going to get morning sun, or a west window where you're going to get late in the day sun. Now, what you have to do to make the poinsettia bloom for Christmas is you have to fool it into thinking that the days are getting shorter faster than they actually are. And I'm sure you're aware that the days are definitely getting shorter. You're looking out the window now. It's dark out. So what I do at my house, because I have a poinsettia, I take a piece of paper, and on the paper I write poinsettia. So just like an index card, and I scotch tape it to the door of my refrigerator. In the morning, that when I go to get the cream to put in my coffee, I see the note that says poinsettia, and that tells me that plant has to be put in the sunny window. At supper time, when we're cooking supper, that tells me it's time to provide the plant with total darkness. So, if you have a room that faces south that you're not using, maybe it's a room where your kids used to sleep, you've now converted it into a guest room, and you're not going to turn on the lights in that room, perfect. Leave it right there. And when it gets dark, it will stay dark. And as long as you don't walk in the room and turn on the lights, the plant will naturally, because of the days getting shorter and shorter and shorter, will change over. From right now, they're making vegetative growth. As the days get shorter, they will change to flowering growth. If you don't have an area like that, then what you need to do is put it someplace where it will not get any light at all. So you can put it in a spare bedroom. You can take that poinsettia, put it in a closet. You can take a big cardboard box, put it over it. A big black trash bag, something that's not heavy, and totally cover all of the foliage. So you cover it at supper time, you uncover at daytime, recover the following night, uncover the following morning. That's why I say put the note on the refrigerator. Fertilize the plant every couple of weeks with a liquid fertilizer, and by Thanksgiving, you won't have to do it anymore.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have a great gardening season. Now, we were talking about the poinsettia. You want to bring it in, give it plenty of light, and you need to give it at least 12 hours of total darkness. So either put it in the closet, someplace that you're not going to open, in a room that you no longer really use. Now, if the room that you're using has a street light that comes on at night, it's not going to work, because just the light from the street light is going to prevent it from making the flower buds. So it has to be totally, totally dark, and it will work real well. But just, you know, a very lightweight black trash bag right over the plant will do well. Slit one side so it's easy for you to put it on and to take off. Feed it on a regular basis. And normally, it will take about 6 weeks, maybe a little bit longer, to change the hormones from vegetative growth to flowering growth. Okay? So do that. It's a lot of fun. And when it comes into bloom, as soon as you see a little bit of red tinge appearing on the stems of the upper portion of your plant, the hormones have effectively changed over, and they will not go back. so that you don't have to keep covering it until the whole plant is red or pink or white. When you start to see that there's red or white or pink coloration on the stems of the top of the plant, you're all set. Takes about between 4 and 6 weeks. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ray from Mass with a question about hawthorns.
Good morning, Ray. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a hawthorn tree, at least I'm told it is, in the backyard. Mm-hmm. This tree loses its foliage in about August. And I noticed that one of my neighbors had one also, and they cut their tree down. I chose not to, and it came back in the spring. This is a reoccurring situation.
Yep. Now, does it have red berries and white flowers in the spring, Ray?
Yes, it does.
Okay. What you have on that plant, and believe me, I love hawthorn, and my wife had me buy one this year, and we planted one on our side lawn. And I'll tell you the story behind it. But what you have is you have a fungus that is attacking the foliage. And people that have flowering crabs, beautiful flowers, just like your beautiful flowers in the spring, the foliage comes out. And once we start to get hot, humid, muggy weather during August, the leaves begin to develop spotting. So what you need to do is take your calendar for 2012, and on August 1st, or even the middle of July, write, spray your tree with Serenade.
Okay.
S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E. Serenade is a fungicide. And if you can get it on the plant and you repeat it every couple of weeks during July and August, your foliage will stay nice and green. And at the same time, if you can hit it with a granular fertilizer like Plant Tone or Holly Tone or a Dr. Earth tree and shrub fertilizer, it will produce additional new growth to really make it nice and thick and full. Now, the reason that I planted that hawthorn is this. When we were in Ireland in May, hawthorns are wild. They cover the entire countryside of Ireland. And every place you look, when we were there last May, it was absolutely beautiful. We're going down this main highway, and we get to the highway, and it's going straight, perfectly straight. And all of a sudden, the road bows to the right, and the opposite lane bows to the left. And in the middle was a hawthorn tree. And the bus driver, as we approach it, says, "Folks, I need to tell you why this road is taking a southern change in direction. In Ireland, the hawthorn is called the fairy tree. And that is where all of the fairies that live in Ireland live. And people will not cut down the home of the fairies that keep Ireland as green and as beautiful as it is. So nobody would cut down the tree, and they had to reroot the entire road around this hawthorn tree. They even tried bringing construction people from Ireland, from England, to dig the tree. And when they got there, and they were told by the natives that if you move that tree and the tree dies, we will lose our fairies and you'll be cursed, nobody would touch the tree. So they had to spend over $1 million to reroot this tree. Everybody loved the story. We got home, and now we have a hawthorn. And like you, I have to spray the tree with a fungicide when you start to get hot, humid, muggy weather. So, you know, when you start to feel sticky, get some Serenade, do that. There's also another product called Actinovate, which is an all-natural product also developed in Texas. But Actinovate or Serenade every couple of weeks, so twice in, once in July, twice in August, and maybe once in September, and your leaves will stay as green as can be if you can feed it. When the plant has finished flowering, it will double the amount of beautiful red fruit that will develop on that plant, and during the winter months, your tree will be covered with all kinds of birds looking for food, and the music will come into your yard and the color of these beautiful birds. So you get white flowers, red berries, and migrating songbirds to feed on the berries. Wonderful, wonderful plant. Great question. Thank you, Ray. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about roses.
Hey, good morning, Barry. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Terrific in yourself, Barry.
I'm doing well. I do have some issues, though, for you.
Okay.
I want to know if it is too early to cut down the perennials that I absolutely know will not rebloom this year. That's one. Two, some roses down to 18 inches, is it too early? And the third question, we have 6 tree roses in the ground, 8 or 9 feet tall. Do you cut those canes, and how do you winter them over?
Okay. On your perennials, as soon as you notice that the foliage is beginning to turn yellow or brown, whack it down to the ground. I just did a lot of my perennials on Monday and Tuesday of this week. Things that bloom early in the season. Some of my daylilies were looking tired. Some of my hostas were looking tired. Some of my early blooming oriental lilies, the stems had begun to turn brown. So it's time to clean up the garden. And if you see plants that are not as good looking as they should be, hey, clean the garden. The reason that you clean the garden in the fall is the insects and the diseases that you have in your garden know that the fall is here. They know that the days are getting shorter. They know that the temperatures are getting cooler. And that triggers something in their head saying, I need to be able to prepare for next year's generation. So the insects begin to lay eggs like crazy on the foliage of the dying plants. The diseases will make spores on the foliage of the dying plants. By you cleaning the garden and removing all of that dying foliage, you're removing potential problems. So a fall cleaning in your perennial garden is worth $1 million. Roses. Barry, you live in Maine. If you live in an area where it snows, you do not prune roses in the fall. Leave them alone. Because right now, it's a solid unit. And once you cut them back, you make an open wound. The temperatures are getting cooler. And there's a good chance that where you made the cut, it will not create a scab. If there's no scab during the winter, as the wind blows, it will pull the water out of your roses, and it will die back even more. So never prune back roses in the fall. Always in the spring. And I traditionally tell myself, this is hard to say, when the Red Sox play baseball for real. I live in New England. So when baseball season starts for real, not in Florida or in Texas, but when they come home and they play for real, that's when you cut back all of your roses and feed them. But in the fall, it's possible, even in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York State, to have flowers on your roses in bloom until Thanksgiving or later. Indian summer comes. So, no food. Do not feed your roses. Do not cut them back except to remove the faded flower. And you do your pruning in the spring when they play for real. If that will ever happen again after the month of September. Okay? So you do that. Now your tree roses, if they're planted in the ground, they're going to need to be protected. And normally what people will do is to cut the roots on one side of the plant, lay it on its side, put some bales of straw, build a wall, and then cover the rose bushes with leaves, pine needles, or additional bales of straw. You can take a black trash bag, fill it full of pine needle and leaves, and lay it right on top of the plant. Or build a columnar barrier of bales of straw to insulate it for the winter months.
If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
And welcome back to Boggs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist, Dr. Bob Boggs. We've got Stank on the line.
It's Hank.
What is this? Am I getting punked?
No, I'm pinching my nose closed. It's Hank. I've got stink bugs.
I'm sorry, Hank. Stink bugs are no joke. The good news is Rescue's got the scientifically tested technology and proven traps to help assure you'll be able to start breathing easy again. And they work both outdoors where your garden is at risk and indoors where, let's just say, you don't want them getting indoors.
I'm breathing easier already.
Use the Rescue stink bug trap outdoors in spring, summer, and early fall to kill the smelly pests before they can mate and multiply. To protect all sides of your house, multiple traps may be necessary. Indoors in fall and winter, you'll want the Rescue Stink Bug Light, a special LED attachment that fits over the trap and attracts the bugs with an alluring light. Walk toward the light, Stinky. It's time to meet your maker.
For more about the Rescue Stink Bug Trap and Light, go to Rescue.com.
Thanks, Doc!
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent...
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. It's the fall, and we will work together to make your yard the best it's been in a long, long time. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Stanley from Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
Good morning, Stanley. How can we help you today? Hi, Stanley. Stanley, you there? Okay. Tom?
Let's go to Mary in New Hampshire with a question about apple trees.
Good morning, Mary. Let's talk about your apples.
Yes, we planted some apple trees in our yard about 4 years ago, and I got them from a place in upstate New York, so they were just about sticks. Now they're, you know, doing well, but we want to relocate them a little bit, and I didn't know what the best time of year was to be able to do that.
Okay. How big are they?
They're various sizes. Some have done better than others. They're probably about 2 inches you know, in diameter, and
yeah,
some of them are as tall as 7 feet, 8 feet, but they're still very thin. They actually, okay, some of them produced apples this year.
Okay.
And some are just crab apple trees.
What you're going to need to do, Mary, is you need to move them while the plant is dormant, so you don't want any foliage on it. So the best time of the year for you and weather-wise would be during the month of March or early April, depending on what happens in the spring. Some springs, by March, it's absolutely beautiful. And some years with still snowing in March, and you have to wait until April. But when the frost is out of the ground, that's the time that you want to dig that plant and relocate it to its new home. Now, you're never going to be able to get every single root that tree has made. So what you need to do to help compensate and balance is cut back your plant by roughly 25 to 30%, and that will balance the roots that are still in the ground that you won't be able to get. Now, you're going to need a root ball, I'm going to say 2 foot in diameter. So, get a shovel, dig a trench like a donut, all round and around and around you go. You need to go down about 18 inches. Now, once you've dug this trench, take your shovel in your hands and feel the soil of the root ball. If it's still soft and there's no roots, you can slowly pull some of that soil off until you find roots. Scoop up that trench and then get a piece of burlap. Wrap the root ball with a piece of burlap. You want them to overlap, and where the burlap overlaps, if you take some nails, maybe like a 3-inch nail, and you push it through the two pieces of burlap, and then you weave it in and out, and that will hold the burlap together. And you may need 2 or 3 nails, and try and get that burlap as tight as possible to hold the soil together. Okay, now that root ball is going to be heavy. So what you do is this. Once you've cut underneath it and the root ball is now movable, you're going to bend the root ball on one side of the hole and shovel some of the soil back into it. Now take the root ball and move it on top of the soil that you've added, and that will bring it closer to the surface, and then roll it out. Now, to try and pick up a root ball that big, 2 feet wide by maybe 18 inches deep, is going to be a real killer. So what you do is you get a plastic tarp, roll the root ball onto the plastic tarp, and then you and your husband grab a hold of the tarp, and it will slide right across your lawn, and you can replant it any place on your property. But rather than pick it up and put it in the wheelbarrow, slide it with the plastic tarp, and then condition like a brand new tree. And I'll tell you more.